What's a part of a tree underneath the ground? What are some kinds of trees in your neighborhood?
Kinds you can think of. Or in my neighborhood. Jimmy tree, which is a maple, and oak, pine, cedar, elm. Mm-hmm. Let's see, I can't think of any others. A lot more. Birch. Hickory
nut tree. You ever heard of a weeping willow?
Yeah.
What kind is that?
That's a willow. I guess there are different kinds of willows. We have one that didn't weep a bit. Dad cut it down. But it's a tree that everything hangs down on it.
Yeah. You ever heard of a sycamore? What kind of tree is that?
Yeah,
what kind of leaf does a sycamore have?
A sycamore's got a pretty big leaf, and I can't think now what shape it's in. And that's kind of the bark looks like it's peeling off all the time.
And when it peels off, is it white or something like that?
The bark?
When it peels off.
It's light green.
Light green, okay. What did George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
And what's a kind of shrub whose leaves become red in the fall, which is poison to some people?
Dogwood.
Okay. Have you ever heard of poison sumac, too?
Yeah.
What's that?
I would say sumac.
Sumac, okay.
What was the question?
Yeah, what is it?
It's a small tree.
What are some other things that grow, like out in the woods, that hurt you, cause you to break out?
Poison oak, poison ivy. Of any others.
What are some kind of berries that you find out wild?
Raspberry.
Okay, what about anything else?
Yeah, raspberries, not many around there now. Dewberry. Gooseberry.
What about something you can grow in the garden if you get a little patch for them?
We got gooseberries out in our yard. And, of course, strawberries. We never had any luck with them.
Okay. What are some berries that are poison? What's a tall bush with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers? You see a lot of them in the mountains. Would you have a name for
that? I can't think of it.
What about laurel or rhododendron? Does that mean anything to you?
Not really.
Okay, fine. What's a big tree that's associated with the South a lot? That is kind of, it has flowers and sort of leaves. And, you think of the South and you think of the Southern,
maple.
Well, how about the one, the moonlight and magnolia, right?
Moonlight and magnolia, okay.
What kind of tree is that?
I don't know.
Okay. I should have asked it better about the shiny leaves anyway. Okay, if a married woman doesn't want to make up her mind, she says, I must ask
my husband.
Okay. And a man would say, I must ask
my wife.
And what's a woman that's lost her husband called?
Widow.
Okay, what's a woman whose husband is left her called? Do you have a name for that? You ever hear your aunt or your uncle or your parents talk about a grass widow?
No.
Okay. What's a man, the man whose son you are, is called your what?
He's my father.
And what do you call your father?
Dad.
Do you have any other names for him? Do you have any familiar names or nicknames or pet names?
Just Dad.
Okay. And what's his wife called?
To me?
Yeah.
Mom.
Okay. And she's your what?
Mother.
Okay. Do you have any other names for her?
No.
Just Mom? Okay. What's your father and mother together called? They're your what? Okay. What about your grandfather? You call him?
Well, my grandfather on my father's side was dead before I was born, so I never really called him anything.
Okay.
And on my other side, it was Pa.
Uh-huh.
And then my grandmother on my mother's side was Ma.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandmother on my father's side was Granny.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's a lot of different names.